moments of the week here on your K92 Morning Thing. Now, I would say the top moment of the week was the legend of the Bedford Biter. But we talked about it a ton yesterday.
A lot.
We talked about it a ton already today. I already played the entire clip again of the Bedford Biter. So I feel like I'm extra lazy if I play it again right here. So I'm not going to do that. But if you want to hear the Bedford Biter, just go to our podcast, and it's on there from yesterday, and you can listen to the story, because Monica claims she was bitten by a girl named Tabitha when she was a child. Did you hear the story,
Belle?
Yeah, I did. Okay. So Tabitha called in to say, I would like to tell my side of the story. And we do, as best we can tell, as unofficial lawyers and judges, is that Tabitha's side of the story is, yeah, I probably did it, but you can't prove it.
Yep.
And that's a good argument.
Fair argument.
It's a good argument. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
Kind of kept OJ out of jail that first time around. You know, there's that whole thing. So if you want that, get on there. But we had a ton of moments this week, including what I do believe was a very philosophical thought in my mind. I was getting deep with it, and actually deep into my own belly button. What can you store inside your belly button? Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could probably get one crack rock into my belly button.
What?
If I'm being honest,
how do you get it out?
Suggest no one do it.
What is it, TMI? I don't know.
One crack rock.
I mean, I was just what's the size of a crack rock? Is it like a
I don't know, Zach.
A boulder?
I don't run in those circles. So
I don't either.
No,
but I feel like it's belly button size. These are the questions like you don't know the answers to. It's like, I don't really even know how big a crack rock is.
But could it fit in your belly button?
Mm-hmm.
But if it could fit, that's what you would. Okay.
I feel like I could fit like one. like a good normal size crack rock, probably a
pebble.
Yeah, it was a story about a guy who was hiding drugs in his belly button. That's where it all came from.
I was going to say, where did you pull that from?
My belly button.
Yeah, all right, see? When you ask a question like that, I mean, how do you not get that lame joke to come out? Speaking of lame jokes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Monica. This might be the lamest joke in the history of the K92 Morning Thing. And she's usually the tough audience, Antoine.
Mm-mm-mm.
She's the one that forces us to bring our A game, and she brings us a zero on the other side. We were talking about the name Karen, and this is what we ended up with for Monica. Josh's and Karen's are most likely to blow money while shopping.
That makes sense.
Spending too much money. So if you meet a girl in a club and she seems nice, you give her a number and it says, Karen, you better hide your wallet if she hasn't stolen it already.
She ain't Karen.
Pause. Because she ain't Karen. Which I actually, and thank you, Antoine, for pointing it out, because I missed it. I'm so not used to Monica saying something like this that I completely missed this ridiculous joke, and Antoine brings it to light. Continue.
You better hide your wallet if she hasn't stolen it already.
She ain't Karen.
Oh, Lord.
Karen's a name that gets unfairly judged now.
Wait a minute. You are not going to let that breathe.
Wait, what?
You are not.
Did I miss it? I
missed it. You said Karen. She goes, because she is not Karen.
Oh, how dare you?
You are not just going to gloss over that terrible joke.
You know what?
That she tried to do just now.
I had so much faith in you as a human. I didn't even expect you to hear that.
You are not going to let.
You know what? You sit there.
You better give her the cricket she deserves.
Turn away. Turn away from her.
She's not Karen.
Because she's not Karen.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yeah.
That is actually hilarious.
We're not letting that one fly.
Uh-uh.
Not here.
Hall of Fame right there. One of the worst jokes of all time. Also, we'll conclude with your top moment of the week. One of the most interesting parenting maneuvers of all time by Monica Brooks.
Shame on her.
Her son, Hendrix, one of his favorite toys, happened to be a turd. It was a little sticky kind of poop emoji turd thing, which not only did she throw away, but lied to her own child to get things... The turd tosser.
So Hendrix, he has this toy that he loves. It's like a sticky turd. It's like a turd.
Have you seen it?
It's like a it's not Play-Doh, it's just like slime. It's like a slime poop.
Okay.
And you can throw it to the wall, it sticks to the wall, it gets dirty, he picks hair off of the sticky thing.
Oh.
And so you know what?
Oh, pause. Antoine, I love our reaction to that. We're about to go, at the same time. Here it is again.
Hair off of the sticky thing.
Oh.
And so you know what? And so it just kind of fell in the trash one day. But, you know, he just kind of fell into it. I don't know how. But anyway, he's been looking for this turd. And every time he asks me, I'm like, well, you got to clean your room.
Yes.
Clean your room. The turd has to be hidden in your room somewhere.
So you're telling him.
He's been cleaning his room.
Constantly.
Yes. And so his room
looks. So you lied.
Yes.
You lied. Okay. All right. I have no rebuttal. She said yes.
Top moment of the week. And you know what, Antoine? Even though none of the moments were specifically about you this weekend, you held Monica to task.
I feel like I played a good role in them.
You caused both of them. So I appreciate that. Those are your top moments of the week.